Out of the Blue benefit show, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., 14 Harvard Ave, Alston, Mass. Get down there and do it. Still haven't finished requests that I got on Facebook, so let's
keep it going.
Let's get those done with before we do the Ramones block.
Uh-huh.
And if you have a request for that or anything else, 855-915-9636. One of the requests Ricky had was Blue Oyster Cult.
Yes.
I have an... What's their favorite? What's their best song?
Their best song?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know their best song.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Oh, you
down.
Mean their most known song, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Well, I think it's their best.
Okay.
I have an 8-minute live version I've never heard. You think we should jump in?
I don't
play
know.
It? Jump in with both feet?
Why not? You haven't played a long song this...
Not too many long ones. Let's check it out. Blue Oyster Cult going out to Ricky. We're MFO. That might have been mislabeled. Ah, let's jam out to Blue Oyster Cult anyway.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Open up the door, it's Dave! Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Trying to
one more. I wonder if you can guess where it is.
Each
91.5 WMFO in Medford. The Sisters of Mercy there. This Corrosion. Reminded me of the MTV days.
Yeah, that was a good video.
Yeah, good stuff. Started that block off with Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper, live. Then we had Cheech and Chong, Earache My Eye, Undertones, Teenage Kicks, The Vibrators with Judy Says, Knock You in the Head, New Order, Love Will Tear Us Apart. I guess that was without the lead singer, huh?
Without Ian Curtis, yeah. Yes.
Live version of Love Will Tear Us Apart.
New Order was a full band. They were a new band, and it was...
It was after Joy Division, right?
Joy Division was the original band, and then New Order went onto a new band. Instead of being still called Joy Division, they changed their name to New Order.
Got you.
I don't know if they added members, actually.
Right. Jackets in there with Wasting My Time. The Cars, You're All I Got Tonight. That was a demo, if you couldn't tell. And, yeah, Sisters of Mercy, This Corrosion. And you know what time it is, Marie? We're really late with it.
I have no idea. What is time?
It's really late with it, but maybe we'll have to do the Boston Groupie News a little later, too.
Yeah, sure.
Ramones Block, right now on MFO.
I love you, and I tell you I love you. I
sorry about that, folks. The Clash crash in the Ramones party there.
I kind of dug it.
And made it a shorter Ramones block. That wasn't supposed to happen. Ghost in the Machine there. But the Ramones block, we had My Back Pages, No Go, Scattergun, I'm Not an Answer, and yeah, covering Johnny Thunder's I Love You. And unfortunately, we didn't
hear the full thing.
But we heard all of Death or Glory by The Clash. That was cool. Anyways, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Brian? Say it.
Come sit around, hear my dumb retort. It's the Boston Groupie News Report.
But about tonight, Out of the Blue Gallery Benefit, an Austin location, 3 to 11 p.m., 18 sets, mostly solo peeps like Frank Rowe, Adam Sherman,
it's
Kenny Highland.
18 now, huh?
And G. Julie, Rich Mursky. See Facebook page for info and address. What did you say?
18 now. They're up to 18.
Sets,
that was 17.
Mostly solo peeps.
Yeah, it's like an acoustic sort of gathering, right?
It's a gathering of sorts, yes.
Well, I think we're going to stop down there for an hour or so. Huh?
Well, you just said it, so I guess now we have to go.
I won't be signing autographs.
And further out, next Friday is... We're keeping this short because we don't have time. Next Friday... I missed it. Where did I go? It is Salem Horror Fest after party with Diablo Gatto, Grey Bouchard and the Dedications, and Petty Morals. And that's at Opus in Salem.
Nice. Tonight?
That is next Friday.
Oh, next Friday. That's out there. Diablo Gatto, Petty Morals. Let's play some.
Let's do it.
For all this and more, go to bostongroupienews.com. We're MFO. Ah, yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That takes us to the end of another great Crash Course for the Ravers show. Stick around for Vin Magazzini. He's got some live musical guests, I believe. And we'll be back next week.
We will.
Until then.
See ya!